1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 16th of September. Beautiful start to the day. Sunshine out there as the sun rises here this morning, 63 degrees. And we're very pleased to be joined via the Sutherland's KVOE studio line this morning on our primetime newsmaker by Empowerhouse Administrators, Melissa Landis and Gail Taylor Ford. Melissa, good morning. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. And you?
Doing good, thanks.
Good deal. Gail, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm doing great.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for joining us here today to talk about Empowerhouse. And I guess, Melissa, let's get our conversation started here with a review of the big grant that you received from the Sunderland Foundation, which I believe was announced right about a week ago.
Absolutely. Yep. We received a significant sizable grant, and we'll be applying that towards facility renovations once we get there.
Now, you'd mentioned here about this, I think this is a $100,000 grant, and the way it sounds is this is essentially setting the foundation physically, literally, for what's to come here with Empowerhouse.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to allow us to make that facility what it needs to be so that it's comfortable, friendly, and really is able to serve all of our needs into the future.
Well, let's talk.
I was going to say one of our first priorities is putting one of the buildings that we have in mind probably will need a roof, so that's going to be one of our first priorities. But either way, definitely going to help make a difference in the Emporia community.
In talking with Melissa Landis and Gail Taylor Ford with Empowerhouse, and Gail, let's talk about Empowerhouse for those who may not know. Tell us basically your mission. What is exactly Empowerhouse?
Empowerhouse is a recovery home for women. Meaning women who have problems with substance addiction that are trying to get clean. They need a safe place that they can stay. And because many times they just can't go back to the same environment they were living in. Because it's just, you know, it could be other people, it could be a place, or they may not have had a place to live. They could come and stay with us for many different reasons. They could be, you know, waiting to get in treatment, or they could be, you know, beyond treatment and needing a place to build their foundation so that they can launch and get out on their own in the future.
What are the different things that you have in mind here for Empowerhouse, and exactly, aside from the physical space, how you're going to be able to help those coming in here that need your services and need your help short-term and long-term?
We're going to have clinics that we offer to help with what I like to call adulting skills. Because many times, you know, with addiction and people who get involved in addiction, they miss some of these important learning things that we develop as we mature and grow older and get out on our own, such as, you know, cooking skills, you know, how to clean, how to balance a checkbook, how to use credit. There's many different things. I know Melissa can add to that as well, you know, parenting skills. And what else, Melissa?
I was going to say, well, some of the two big ones that come to my mind are job search. Job search and job retention, because if they really are going to get back up and on their feet, getting a stable job is probably one of those first steps, because now they can start to develop that financial independence. The other piece of that is budgeting, meaning once you actually have that job, where's your money going to go? And so in some respects, we are backtracking and teaching those essential life skills that they need to learn one of the other big pieces has to do with self-identity. You know, when we look at that, they are more than merely an addict. You know, they need to start to see themselves as something that, as someone that deserves more in life, and starts to put themselves on that trajectory to go get it.
Melissa, let's talk about how many women you can serve at Emporia, at Empower House, and how big is the need right now?
Well, it's huge. With the loss of Plum Place, that definitely affects everything, too. There was definitely a need even before that. I've seen ladies that literally have nowhere to be sleeping at night. I received a text message from a young lady that said, I just want a safe, stable place to lay my head at night. So there's definitely a need for it. The next part of that is how many. It depends on exactly which facility we end up with. The one that we're looking at would comfortably house 14 females and perhaps even more.
How many different, I guess, facilities are you at least under consideration right now? And the other question, too, here, Melissa, is how does the Empower House list of services and options of services maybe either dovetail, overlap, or fill a niche that's not being served right now here locally?
Absolutely. We've got three or four different buildings in mind. We've actually went and toured and looked at. Now, I may be different, but there is one particular building in my mind that stood out all the way through the process. But all options are still on the table, and the search is still definitely going on. The second part of your question is, how do services dovetail with other organizations in town? And a lot of the community isn't familiar with drug court or with some of the other treatment resources that are available. Drug court's through the Fifth Judicial Court System, and it provides a ton of education, training, counseling in regards to how to become sober. We've also got service providers like Therapy Services, Corner House, and the like here in town, but they don't always have a place to stay or a place to live while they're in the midst of all that. So it actually fits together with all the other pieces well.
So as far as... I'll go ahead.
Well, I'd just like to add that, you know, depending on the number of beds we're able to provide, that we wouldn't just only be limited to people in Lyon County as well. Because, mm-hmm. for example, I'm the owner of Therapy Service. I have offices in Emporia, but I also have an office over in Coffee County in Burlington, and they had nothing to offer. If, you know, they had a female that needed a place to stay, it's, you know, it's very limited what's available. And so we could also help some of the surrounding communities as well.
Well, if everything falls into place as planned, Melissa, when would you like to be really up and operating?
Well, I'd love to said yesterday, but it just doesn't work that way. This has been a slow process, but yet in some respects we're doing very, very well, and I'm not real strong on patience. So we've got different calendars, different deadlines. It really all depends on when funding comes in and how we do with that as far as when we actually open. I've got one calendar that actually shows us as a March 1st date, but it really all depends on how well we progress.
Understood. All right. If people want more information about Empower House, how do we get that information out to the public, and what do they need to do to find you?
Absolutely. I'll give you two methods. Number one is they can go to our website, which is empowerhouseministries.org. Secondly, they can find us on Facebook as Empower House Ministries. And either Gail or I would be happy to, or any of the board members, would be happy to sit down and give anybody that's looking for more info. I'd be happy to share.
Well, ladies, thanks for all of your hard work. Thanks for all you're doing. Obviously, the need is there, and let us know if there's anything we can do to help down the road.
All right. Very good. Appreciate you both.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Gail, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Powerhouse Administrators Melissa Landis and Gail Taylor Ford on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmakers, rest of this week, obviously tomorrow's full. We do have three of our five newsmaker slots for next week open, but we will be filling those likely within the next day or so. So give us a call at 342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. We're